Sojum was Kamenes Tanya. Taka Abi Shemzecha, it's always have his house in the base of Adel Chachamim. And Taka Kodosai for all the people of Tzayas and helping and the women that were involved. And Maisa says, Shalom Shalom Av Lo'oivei Tzayasacha. So what does it mean, Shalom? Why didn't say Lo'oivei Tzayasacha? Why didn't say Lo'oivei Tzayasacha? So Matthew Solomon was Masber. It's Masber that Solomon Oyvei Tzayasacha is referring to the women that they don't learn. With the Lombi Torah, but Oyvei is also including the women, that the women that the Maisa, people were very interested in, that when they made the scene, to make sure that the wives, they want to show the Karsa Torah to the wives and let them see what Maisa, what they accomplished. So the Oyvei Tzayasacha, it's the women, as my Shet told me, Shem Ramzatzal, that the women have to rely on a lot of Emunah. Emunah that the Limud Torah and the Emunah the husbands go to learn and all the... They don't get the... Maisa, they don't sit down in Geshmak and they don't have the Geshmak of a Sugya. They don't come out with anything. And the Maisa, they have to have Emunah that this is the right thing and it's very hard. So it has to come from a lot of Avas HaTorah. Right? And while they're working hard at home and working in the office, wherever they're working, it's because of that Ava that they have, they're willing to give up to come to... a foreign country and deal with all of the things like you call down a person to fix your washing machine and all of the screws missing and he says to take him to the shop and buy a new drum and if the thing that costs a couple thousand shekel and then maybe it'll work, if not we'll sell you a new one for 5,000 shekel and you know you want to and the taxi driver takes you around the block, once you go around the block he takes you all the way to Tel Aviv and back and he says you know I'll give you cheap and they have to go through all these different things and you know it's not like a shemak and you break the teeth but they because of the avos haTorah they have so that's why they could do it. That's the Shalom Shalom Rav Lo'evei Tzayasach of Ein Lahem Mikshol because of the schus that they have the Avos HaTorah. So Pat, I have to, you know, the Chabura has a car to my own wife because what she gave up to else to be part of the Chabura and I think that the Chabura that I used as an excuse to my wife why I can't do a lot of housework. But Baruch Hashem, now Chaz HaTorah to Rishol. That you know the whole maimon over here is because of Yisrael, and truth is, the whole place the thing would be here. But I can say that the reason why I'm here is because of my parents. That at age 13 they sent me away from Florida to go to yeshiva, which you know I saw them like on Hanukkah for 3 days, and I saw them on Pesach. You know, today you hear such a thing like people like it's amazing. You know, you give up a 13-year-old to go away to a different state, and I went up playing myself and everything. And there's a lot of serious nefesh. Nowadays, people like, don't want to send them, you know, to the next city, next town trip, because it's you know for one night. But so that was serious nefesh. Was able to so I, the cards are tight for them. And Baruch Hashem, now after many like almost 30 years of a dream to come to Yisrael to live here, they're in Taka Zeicha. And the Shetak Vizeich Bayis Nevin Veretz Yisrael. And, you know, Fosh had a foolish lame, he wasn't well in winter, and had it in hospital now a couple times, so he had a foolish lame in Heira. Now, the Maisa, as is known, as Nida is one of the sectors called Masechus Ani. Ervin, Nida, and Yevomis. And why is it called Ani? Because it's hard to learn. People give up in the middle. And myself, I think we started out with a bigger Olim in the beginning when we first started Daf Beis, and people kept falling off on the wayside because the Taka Shavu Masechta, Tumah and Taira, things that were very not you know, culture. People can understand what a Beach is and what a behemoth is, or what an animal is. You know, a knife is, a fire is. It's easy to be. But Tumah and Taira, which is most of the Masechta, if you think Masechta needs a lot of halacha, it's not. The most of Masechta is Tumah and Taira. And the Taka Shavu Masechta. And someone mentioned to me that this is the first time he finished the whole Masechta with Gemara Shetosh has come out the whole Masechta. So that's a chashuv asim. You know, not just Gemara Rashi. Gemara Shetosh and the Ayom Chazir and until Bechinit and the Taka Elam did always very well. No curves of Vada. But Baruch Hashem was a big avoider. The Pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, Pitzchu Sha'arim Yavei Goy Tzadik Shomer Emunim. So Rabbi Miller explains that the pasuk means a mushayim on him is that it's talking about yidden that constantly, always have a chayis to do day in day out, constantly doing what's in Hashem. So when it comes to learning a masechta and constantly day in and day out, You know, it's not easy. Every single day you have to do another Amid, and if you fall behind, you have to make it up a different time. It's a constant, every day in a Chayis and a Kviyas, that one has to constantly do it. And as I said before, some people will fall out of the wayside, and someone told me a verse from a Chasid or a Shiv in America, that when you have a Chasana, so only the close Krivim stay till then. Otherwise, you know, they stay till a certain point and then go home. So we can say that those who were close Krivim to the Masechta, they stay till then. And you know, he said, he got it, I said, I got his man, I got his man, that only the close Krivim stay till the end of the month. It's a hint, I don't should stay till the end of the month. But that's a very question, it's the Nakuda and that's what I think the concept says, that Lord Baruch Hu was Torah Tchilah, because they thought that his Torah was a attempt to get to the Halacha, and they weren't interested in the Torah itself. But if a person shows his constant kviyas, always and again, and constantly chazar and learning vaita and omid, is it shows that to him the Torah itself is chashiv and roi levarchala. I can say my own father, he once made a sometimes thing for osteoporosis, which is a problem with the bones. He made my bones, it's called. They call it my bones. He figured he wanted to sell it in the Javits Center, where they had a Jewish expo, and see if he can sell it to people who are able to you know, have problems with osteoporosis, with the lack of calcium in the bones. I hope I don't. It's okay, that's the explanation. But so he was there, and, you know, he wasn't so much shliach selling this product. So towards the end of the day, with the whole day trying to push the product to sell people, and I call him up towards the end, so he tells me what I asked him what's doing. So it's almost closing time, and I think the mommy is helping to close up. I said, what are you doing? So I'm doing the daf now. So I, like, you know, in the middle of the Javits Center, and people walking around, like, you know, who knows, 1,000 people in the rush, Godel, and, you know, he's doing his daf. So maybe that's the whole reason why he went there, to do his daf, to show what it means to have a person that's a kaviyas and a chayis to learning. You have to go and see, if you got to do it in the middle of the Javits Center, you got to do your daf in the middle of the Javits Center. That's an achrayis a person has to have towards Limud HaTorah. And we say, Mishnah, Asei Teres Chakva. Asei Teres Chakva means that obviously nothing says, if you make a Torah Kviyat, you'll have a special place in Olam Haba. Kviyat in Olam Haba. If you make a Torah Aroi, then you have a small place in Olam Haba. That's what obviously nothing says. A person could learn, but he has an attitude, yeah, no, sometimes yes, sometimes not, then they give him that place in Olam Haba. A person has an achrayis and a limud Torah, then it's actually zeicher to makom kavu and olam haba. I saw a maisa, Peter Kolman in his book. He says a maisa that when the Rav in Phoenix was a new Rav in Phoenix was looking at the specific Torah in the shul, wants to see, like, you know, which ones he could use, which he can't use, and knows, you know, what type of specific Torah. And as he's looking, someone knocks on the door and says he wants to donate his favorite Torah. He says, what's that, this one, donate his Torah? He says, I'll tell you why. Says I had a tragedy. He said he was over 40 years old. I got engaged, and 2 weeks before the chasana, my collar got killed in a car crash. So it was very bad. So, and I didn't know how to menach myself. And then I remember when I was 10 years old, my father brought me the last word in the Torah, Yisrael, and that's my name. He said, and therefore I went to the Sefer Torah, and I wrote it. The Sefer took my hand, and we wrote the last word of the Torah, Yisrael, together. And the pinched my cheek, and he shook my hand, and everybody started singing Mazel Tov, the Gemara of the Sefer Torah, it's a big simcha. And every time I go to that town, when no one's around in the shul, I take out the Sefer Torah, I feel a yachas to the Sefer Torah, and I hold it dearly, and I daven to Hashem. So I figured that if I write one ois, one word in the Torah, kol shekein, how much I'll have a yachas to the Torah, if I write a whole Sefer Torah. And if I want it, it'll be a gvaldika for the whole community, so I want to donate a Sefer Torah. So I was thinking, that's just writing a Sefer Torah. Ma'adach da'olam, tuduch the sugya of Masech Shanidah, learned the Gemara Ashitoshis, the Chazaris, and everything. So they had to feel yachas. I heard from Rebus one time said that Masech is the only, it's like a wife. It's the only one you don't need to have to marry a bond to do more than one. It's good answer. Says, but the person has to feel yachas. So now we have this masechta under our belt, which is the chazara. But you have to have a certain simcha that we have now. A person should feel masechas nida. The Chavos Chaim said that the zuri yetahara for those people not to finish masechtas. The bachar knows who always finishes masechtas gittin. For 3 years I'm trying to make him finish, And every time this and that comes up, then he says, oh, I want to chazal all the other parochim first before I finish this one. I cannot get him. He was offered $100. Someone gave him so much money, he cannot get him to finish the Masechta. There's another Yitzhara. There's a Maestro of Chavetz Chaim told the Baron that you have to finish the Masechta. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wants in Shemayim, there's a arm of Masechtas. And each Masechta is a Shar. But only if you finish that Masechta, you're allowed into that Shar. I'll just end off with a Gifter said over, he used to say over Maestro how it was in Europe. So he said, the Grifter said, that the Alta von Kalm used to, in the middle of his learning, used to disappear and come back. One of them being asked, Rebbe, what are you doing? Every, says, I'm not learning Sugya. I come to Pshat, and I go out to Simcha. So what I go up to the attic, and I dance. I come back down, and I go back to learn. He says, well, why don't you just dance here? I dance here, you learn with sugar. So I can't dance here. So a couple days later, after this Maisa, that I was learning in the Shira from the Grifter, and the Grifter came to the Sugya, and he said, ah, this is the Pshat and Gvalda Gesimcha. And the one of the Tamim said to Rebbe, let's dance. The minute Rebbe got up, started dancing with Simcha, Moira Gesimcha, and they started dancing. People heard dancing from the Gitzah Shirum. People started running like them. Maybe the Irishman, who knows what's going on. They come in and see the dancing like Simcha's Torah. In the leg it was Simcha's Torah, but not, even though it wasn't the day of Simcha's Torah. So the Maisa, I don't know if we should dance or not, but the Kudda is that Baruch Hashem, Davar Sholeim, it's a Kabbalah of Simcha, and we shouldn't take the Simcha, and we should be able to use it as a Hekotim to continue writing and write and finish all the Sefer Shas.
Amen.
Yeah. I would dance for 2 weeks.
I dance, people think I'm not.
Of course, 9 days. So big dancing
with I would dance in the
I'm sure you